Bifni Shalom.
But
so
Mia says Leilom Pesel Leilich Achi Kabelolov. There's mumch
components in
so, but if he was mikabel, if one pavim was mikabel, someone who is not mikabel, who is not gomia, so mele it's like being mikabel. He can't have abo bavicho, so he can always behave.
He should carry it.
He can always behave.
Because the Torah says, because of his mishnah, hateva azay isal.
So leilom peisal leilom, achi kabel olov, achi kabel olov, bez.
So
she mumchelah. Achikalov is the best mumch.
So the shita is a Rambam.
Now he here the Rashi is he mentions the deal says in Rashi.
Mishnah Torah. I would say the two there are two mitzvahs.
Achikalov best mumchelah. He mentions the name of Rashi.
But with one Sivato,
he says Rashi, but he means Rashi.
One Sivato,
but here the Rashi is Loshin is Achi Kabelolov,
but only
not Bez Mumche, but Achi Kabelolov Bifnei Bez Mumche. So it's not the same deal said that he mentions
one
the name of Rashi.
Alright. One aspect in the
so, now the Gemara has a Kashi
that he has to write his matter.
So how can you say that Rav Meir only says that if one baldin passes,
so where do we say
that if one baldin is mikabel, and dan shvachoy shibisur yesod adar, so he can be rejected. But if he is mikabel, as he is nivra, someone who is a mumche, so then that he cannot be rejected. Voidim ki mumchin dome. We omar abey azeh peis leidah shal zeh, vizeh peis leidah shal
zeh.
Our answers, so, omar shlokish, pekodishim atom azeh, tone eidim. In other words, not if he produces eidim, so the other one cannot pass for eidim. But if, let's say, one baldin,
the male time
produce one aid, then he
therefore,
that he should testify, so the other baldin is in the position to say, well, I don't need of an idiachol testify.
A second
so the Gemara says, why does the other baldin have to disqualify him? He just he cannot be mikabel of an idiach.
So that he has to.
So how can the other baldin pass away?
That
he has no money like Abishwe. Leilom limomim. So.
A Jew,
but then you ask Limome, so without the other baldin disqualifying him, so he cannot testify, isn't it? Or
Lutzeket the Akabul Kibitre,
where the other baldin already was Mikabul.
So
it was already Mikabul. So according to the Rabbanon, so if an Idechot, if let's say one body produced an Idechot test, and the other body was Mikabel, the agony of the Idechot, so then it's effective. But even though the other body, the Tzatzik Neged, was Mikabel, the Ides of the Idechot, was Galilechot, so it can still be
Chayzi.
My gosh, what the motto of the way? Tinyot,
to write his vatola,
never
lo yadwe,
never lo vicho, never lo gimu le boko, rev meyer in the yochel al the way, but hachom in the imri, in the yochel al the way.
That he cannot be mikai in
both mitzvahs. So why does that mention twice? So it's mentioned in the next Mishnah. So, in other words, where he was mikabel of it, where the other was mikabel, whether he can be Chayze or he cannot be Chayze. Right. So we see that Rav Meir says that he can be Chayze, he can still be Tvek. So why? Viyoma, Rav Dime, Brei Rav Nachman, Brei Rav Yisei, Kei Nikibre Oli Bechad. So in other words, where was Mikabel here? When Mikabel said, Nemola Ahabo, where was Mikabel him? Bechadai, and then there are two other And still, so Rav Meir says, even though he was Mikabel, he can retract. So here too he can retract. Why does that have to mention that? צריך דיתון אבא ואביכו בירוקום רבונות למועצות הבאים משום דאבא ואביכו חוזר לאב אבא חד כביטחי זו אהלנו בחוזה מהיר לרבי So, if, so in other words, you have to mention both. Because if the Talmud mentioned there's only the kings of Abu Avicho, so I would say, over there the Rabbonim say that he cannot be Chizeir, because Abu Avicho, the apostle to him, but the apostle to all others. So maybe if he was Mikabel, true to him is possible, but if he's Mikabel, so he cannot be Chizeir. מה שאין כן, but חד כמתחי, הוא איזה מקבל נדחות, הוא עדה דבר דין, איזה מקבל נדחות, נדחות נדחות לסיבי את פין
הגודף.
So, without Kabbalah, and נדחות is possible to call out of it. So, ממילא, I could say that the Rabbonon will agree that even if the Adam Aldin was Mikabe, he still can be Chayzer. Al Chal Yatril Vahom Rechodeh in the middle of the day. Vi Yashminam Behor, So I would say, that because Chatki Vitrei Shlal no Nahoze, Abu Vahi, Abu Vavicho, Eim Meilu Rabbonon, that if he was Mikabeir, Abu Vavicho, so he cannot be Chayim.
But there is no Machleke that the Jews in Bais Rishon, they used the other Ksav. Not in writing Sivatoros. Just in writing other things, not the Sefer Torah. So they didn't use the Ksav Noi. So all the Rishonim say, and according to the Ran, even Rashi has the same shita, that according to this Tane, it was Nishtane, that in the Bais Rishon up to Ezra, so the Ksav Noi was used. The Ksav Noi was used. But then Ezra was Mishane the Ksav. Alright. Tanya. Rabbi Yisei Yimei Royo Yehezre Shed Nosem Teva Al Yodol Yisroel Yumor Ekid Mei Moshe Meishe Wa Yimei Moshe Oro Kim Bezro Yimei Wa Ezra Olam Boga Ma Al Yom Akan Teira Fad Yimei Al Teira Bimeishe Wa Yimei Yimei Wa Yisei Tila Lishem Beisa Yilam Zitrem Chuk Mishpot Chuk Mishpot Chuk Mishpot Bezro Yimei Kez Now
We see here
I mean
The Ramam Emma, Achi Kablo Lo Bifne Vez Amun Chel Rabi, Ule Hai Girse, Hoche Hawshe, Achi Kablo Lo Mum Chel Rabi Bifne Vez. So here the Kashe, Im Leder Ad Meya Bimun Chel, Lomel Yashi Kablo Lo, Bal Koche Namel Lo Motsi Posole, so it doesn't require the consent. Of the Adam of Din, in other words, if let's say that Teveya chooses a Mumchel Rabbi, someone is Rambu, so he chooses as his Dayan, so the other one cannot, so he cannot pass Lim, Misabres, Hayachi Kabbalah, Haydi Boy, Misri Kamre, Loyalichi Kabbalah, Baldim and Mumchel Rabbi, Bifne Best, comes The chim, the kobol, or balvinei, mumchel imotzi yolimis. So what does the Rach say here? So the Rach mentions here another halach. So that now here, the Gemara discusses the machlekes between Ramei and the Chachon. If one balvin chooses a certain time, as his nivra, and then the other balvin wants to disqualify him. So whether the other Baldin can disqualify. So if one Baldin, let's say, chooses a Mumchei Lam as his dying, so certainly Rabbi also agrees that the other Baldin cannot disqualify the Mumchei chosen by Baldin. But if one Baldin chooses, let's say, the Tevea chooses someone who is not a Lam, who is like, oh, you go, So Rameya says that the other Baldin can disqualify the Nivrea on the Tiveya and the Chachomim say he cannot disqualify. Now here, according to the Rach Jam, so another Aloch is mentioned. So but now, Zebi Aliyahu is Zebi Aliyahu. So the question is, alright, suppose, let's say the Tiveya, chooses a certain diet. Then the Teveya is Chayor.
The Ritvo in Megillah, there at the beginning
of the day,
Natsbach,
Oh, it cannot be chayzeh. So, so he says, Rav says, Achikavo, Nibez Mumchel Rav, Haigiruse, Haigirse, Hochetarushe, Achikavo of Mumchel, Rabim Bifnei Bez. So in other words, if let's say that the Beya chose as his diet, as his Nivra, the Mumchel Rav, someone who is a Lambun, who is recognized as a Lambun, so, and if he mentioned Bifnei Bez, Bifnei Mumchel, that he is choosing that person as his diet, then he cannot be chayzer. He cannot be tracked. But the implication being that if, let's say, the Tevea will choose, will say, I choose this diet, who is recognized as a Lama, as my Nivra. But he didn't say it in the presence of Mumchim. And on the contrary, so then he can be chayzer. He can be chayzer. Why? What difference does it make whether he says it in the presence of Amiroret or he says it in the presence of Mumchim? What difference does it make? Well, there is a difference. If he says it in the presence of Amiroret, so he can say, I didn't mean it.
So what does it mean?
I didn't mean it. But if he says not in the presence of Mumchim, he cannot say, I didn't mean it.
בתחילו בכסף זה נתתה לו ישראל, כיוון שחוטו נפח ולמראית, כיוון שחוטו ונחזיר לך, שנאמר שיבו לצורן הסרטי כבר כאן,
נגיד משתו שלו. So how is it, אם גר את זה סבור? זה בר ליחו וזה בר ליחו, ושניהם בר ליחו. Now of course, אם זה כבר שניהם, so they cannot set it in Achatim Kuf. So the Gemara says that Chav Dalet on the base, even if someone was Mikabel, Avobor, Mahor, something that is Poslon, or Gimurei Boko, so if there was Kabbalistian, so in Achatim
Kuf.
But suppose there is no Kabbalistian. Suppose that the Vea wants to retract. Can we retract or we cannot? Now,
so why do you say Mishnah Torah? So the Pshat is L'shtei Torahs. Acha sheyitzor v'nichnes esimei, v'acha shemunachas l'iznos. Eisa sheyitzor v'nichnes esimei, eisa eisa ki mitamei,
v'tehebizrei, shenachim shemunachim l'gimu. Siv beis.
So,
that he discusses the halacha of that law, the bilechol, the bilechol, the procedure that he explains. So then, when the Beis Din selected, so Kesri, plainly bitter as plain, who plainly bitter as plain, he holds marshal in Kosvo Yechilim Ba'arz, who Mishe Kosvo in Yechilim Ba'arz, Lefichoch in Kesri Yelo Midah Shneem, Ushneem Nesim Shacharasim. So he says, holds marshal in Kosvo Yechilim Ba'arz, so now he can be chayzer. So if somebody, let's say, the Beis chose someone as a diet, let's say someone who is gomir. So of course, the other Baldin cannot object. But this Baldin himself can be chayzer. As long as it wasn't put into writing,
the one who says,
"Umshikos
the one who says,
so then the Ramo says, "V'ho adin in konum yorei,"
that it was nishtanet. That was the
Mishitonu,
so he doesn't darshan.
Well, no, everybody agrees on that. Economy of the Russian group, so if somebody chose a someone that darshan, the Abba Vicho, he still cannot be
Hashit in
the Russian
group.
The time is began, so then we cannot be chayzer, there was no Kabbalah and no Ksiva Shtaber.
So we have a
machlokes,
the
Mokim Shin Derech Lichti, Plaini Derech Lichti, Mishetoni Bifneyem, and Yochel Azal Kula. If it's not a derech lichtein, then everybody agrees that Mishitoa lichtein is in Yochla. But Ramo himself paskens that even b'mokim shederech lichtein, still Mishitoa lichtein. So,
now,
so it would be mashma. It would be mashma from the mechaber here that if, let's say the Teveya chose someone as a dayan, and there was no Kabbalah skin, and there was no Ksira Shtari Be'eri, and it wasn't Toano Bifneyem as yet, so then he certainly can be chayz. Then he certainly can be. However, the Yerzohua, at the beginning of this Be'erik, right on my So he says, now he mentions the Rashi in Bom Metzir, at the end of Stein Ort,
on the wall, because it was Mishtar. But according to him, that he says that it was not Mishtar. So why weren't they able to read the Ksav on the wall? Now, look in the Rashi, in the first line here, Ksav on the wall. Ksav shenishtane vaikro beezraksi, shoy keisim biyomov ksav mishunet, shenishtane al dimalach, shekot hafone takal parfi, vilimir, ksav de aram, vilosh naram, kloim aloi kalim sobali mikra, lo yechilim ksav, ksav shekot hafa malad mi balshetza, vohoy shom yehudim harbi, shmameno nishtane lo, eise ksav beise haye, beise haye. So, but according to Rav Shimon, that it was not Nishtane, why?
Motzo, the Mishnah's name was in
Omarav.
Omarav. Which says, Motzo, the Shum, the Smozen, Stor Chlitzen, Huni, Stor Beruri. The Choma is the best, there is a Yar. So the Gemara asks, Mai Stor Beruri? Hochet Tir Gimel Stor Etai? The Mishnah mentions, if somebody finds in the street Stor Beruri, so he has to return. So what is Shtore Berori? So one pshat is Shtore Tain. Let's say if the Torah takes place, so that the two litigants, they present their Tainas, so the Sifrei HaDayonim, they record the Tainas of this one, the Tainas of that one. Why do they record? In order that he shouldn't be able to change his Tainas. Because in Italian, the Chizav Italian. So maybe, so it has to be recorded. What kind of time is a Baldin present? So that's Shtore Berori, Shtore time. Reb Yirmi Omar, Shtore Berori means something else. Ze Berleach, Echol Ze Berleach. Shiki Shepirel in Dayoni, Kesle, Ze Berleach Espleini, Vi Ze Berleach Espleini, Shelo Yuchal.
Now it's mentioned in the Neil chapter Hay.
Shelo Yuchal.
So
in other words, when it's recorded minister, that this Baldin,
advisor,
this Baldin chose this one, and this Baldin chose this one as a
that part.
So that's story. So Rashi says, Kishepirlem Dayoni Kesimlem, Zebirle Esplain, Zebirle Esplain, Shelo Yuchal. So what does Rashi imply?
That
the moment it's recorded in the Shtar, that the Teveya chose this die, and the Nitva chose this die, then the two Baladin cannot be retracted. You can say, I don't want to, I'm sour, I change my mind. However, until it is recorded in the Shtar Be'eri, it can be
Chesed.
It can be Chesed. So, and that's the Shite,
so the Pshat the
Yozua mentions that also in Bura Basra, Tafkuf Samaches, so he mentions such a Shite in the name of Arab Rebel Yokim. So Arab Rebel Yokim Shite is like
Arab Rebel Yokim.
That until it is recorded in the Shtar, in the Shtar Be'erik, so each litigant can change his mind. He can retract. He can retract.
Minay.
So the Zohua, Sanhedrin, the meaning of the
Beirei.
So he says, no, this is a false pshat Rashi. Doesn't mean Shelo Yuchular Zebel, that only after it is put into writing, so they cannot be chazer. But until it is put in writing, so they can be chazer. Because he says, the Shtorbeirin doesn't take accomplish anything, doesn't make anything binding. What is the Shtorbeirin? The Shtorbeirin is the Shtorbeirin. It's only Bavir. Like, so like any other Shtarai. Like any other Shtarai. So, so what Rashi means is, in other words, that as long as it is not put into writing, then it might be difficult to prove it. Because I'll say, I teach it.
You don't really have Bovel.
You have to produce witnesses. Maybe he will not find so witnesses who testified, and maybe the other witnesses who heard it, who heard it, that the Tveya, let's say, said that he chooses this person as a die.
Will have to come to an end, that will be taken over by more than
one. But once then you have the right in your hands.
So,
but in the Chaname, if
so
it is proven orally,
especially in the
Kodesh, that he certainly did not with the Chaname, chose a certain person as a Dayan, then he cannot be Chayim.
So no one
it's only boy. And he says, because here we say, my story is Dayan. So Hoche Tiri in the story Dayan. And then he says, Zebi Eliyahu, Zebi Eliyahu. Now, in regard to Shtori Taimte, so obvious, it is obvious, even Rabbi Nelokim, that over there it's only Yatis Vatis, because if the Taimtes are not recorded by the Sefer, so then, so you'll be able to change his Taimtes and then he'll say, no, I'm not even changing.
But it was written.
So that's why it's necessary to record the Taimtes, so that he would be able to. To falsify.
For the
but Enoch Hanami, suppose the Sefer HaDayonim did not record the time.
So,
but we have all evidence that one of them made a certain time. He cannot make a time so that is inconsistent with the time that he made, so even though it was recorded. So the same thing is true of Zebelechot. It's only Livure. It's not. It's not the Shtarbeirin, it's the Kiyumadova. That's what the Yerzo was. And the same thing is mentioned.
Yates, or two words, in Adbash.
By the Rabbi Negyarshim, the Ragimo,
in Borobas. And instead of the Nun, you'll have to substitute
the Tet.
Instead of the Aleph, you have to substitute the Tov. So that's the way it was written. It was written Yates. And then again, morning. Takal.
Wer du mich ne Takuf sama sein und wer seht, in case wir stoppen wir im Chomar zu besen, aber mit der Schmito,
Puk Rama.
So
then,
so Rabbi Nigel, so the Gemara
asks, put down,
my story bearing, hoche tir gemäß, stoppen wir rein, der Takuf sama ches. All right. Und mit
der Mai Porsche,
hoche tir gemäß, stoppen wir rein,
no, Takuf sama ches.
Wir haben hier Barabu, aber sie bearing, ja, und sie bearing.
So, that's mentioned.
Sie bearing.
And Tokil takauted misnaye vishtakach chosia that you might see you found devoid of any merit. Parsin means
heilig story
was taken away from you and
she said be only dying plain
Shmuel
is it be only dying plain
mantis
lohokeisi.
So
what's the purpose of writing, putting it into writing?
It was written on one
line. Why does it have to be put into writing,
So, and then the third line,
because if it's not put into writing, it might be difficult to be viral.
So then,
but if it's put into writing,
so how did he get
Menor? So you cannot perpetrate any Ramoyes.
The first
so the other person line, will not be able, you know, the first line to falsify the
record.
But the purpose is only an evidential
purpose.
And if it is proven,
and then the second
that a certain litigant chose a certain person as a bailiff, even though there was no Kamoski and no Sinishtorbeirin, nothing, no Tainis, nothing, so he still cannot be.
So
Rabbi Gershon also says the same thing.
Of Mamtes,
the same thing
the new
is the Zohar.
So Mem Nun and the Aleph Al Arab.
The Rambam is the Zayin Chasiyot in connection with
the second man.
So the second man is Muta.
And the second.
So from the Rambam it's also Mashma. And that he agrees with the Ozarua, with Rabbi Negerson.
Of Mam,
that the whole purpose of third door is only with
Roman Cafe.
So it's not that you know it's Mr. Like
and the third door.
What kind of
Alaron?
Bishop is a skin or
a skin.
So it creates his highness, makes it binding.
Tien
and Suda.
But
the story of Mary was a writing
that was of the other way.
That makes it. We have story.
It was written.
But
was written first.
Is there any special
aloha from the other end? So you take
putting it into writing,
you take
that makes it binding.
The order.
So the putting into writing is only an evidential
written at the end of the word.
Thing.
So you have in other
words,
and then
that proves it.
So
we're not going to Makkah.
And then
so from the Rambam, the Zayin Chasiyot, it's also Makkah.
One more katal pussy. So according to Ravashi, so you take. Rabbi Hananel pointed out. So he says. So you take the ois min emtza, ois mit chelose, ve ois mit seife. So in other words, nama. So you take the middle os first, the mem, and then the first os, mem nun, and then the last os. So you get meno. Then you take the other word that was written there. Was Nama again, so you take the meat, that's the way it was, it appeared on the wall. So it appeared on the wall, not mono mono takal pasin.
Now, the Rambam pegzayin
lechasyon,
when he deals with
Miloches
HaKolomeyet, what is the law and what is not the law,
took the middle-os, the man,
pegzayin lechasyon tefaloche ibeit, so he said as follows,
v'idonim
dinimones v'dinimakes and nefoshet v'muet. ומישל קיבלו עובדים משמתי ניסים ממועד וכשם שדון ממועד כך קייסוי מייסד בייסד מכועד אמרו
קייצה
קייסוי מדיוני יקרשו ששומעו באוכי ויקרי שמוחו בהם ממוזלי שבאבונית ושתורך מיצוי ממועד ויכול הדין אלוהן מדבורים שצריכים מדיונים וקייסוים כדי שיסכת
So it's a part.
Kigain Tainis Baladini,
Oi Dvorim Shekibu Ali.
Kigain Tainis Baladini, the story Tainte.
Way, and then
so he says, why is it Muta to be written on Chalameyed? Because it's Dovra Obu. Kidei Shiyiskiru. Kidei, in order that it should be remembered. Otherwise, we might not even know the facts. So if it's put in the writing, then we know the facts. So he says, כי תיינס בלדינים, אוי דבורים, שקיבלו עליהם כנשפלני נמון עליי, אישפלני יודן לי. That's a bear ליחוד, זה bear ליחוד. So the whole purpose, the whole reason is why it's muta to write החלמייד is because if it will not be put into writing החלמייד, so maybe it will be forgotten. We won't remember who was chosen. We won't remember who was chosen. So in other words, it's only an evidential significance. So again, we see that the Shittas HaRambam is also like the Ozorua and Rabbi Negerson. And the Meiri says the same thing. Now, the Loshin of the Mechaber, as a matter of fact, in the Ramor, here doesn't say anything. But there is a Loshin in the Ramor in Simon Samachay, so it's Mashma from that Loshin that the Ramor Paskins agrees with the Ozorua, Rabbi Negerson, and Rambam, the Meiri. Because he doesn't say it, but from the Russian, he's Kaleil, Shtore Tante, and Shtore Birurim, Bechodemacht. Bechodemacht. And he says, they shouldn't be Chazer. And he mentions that we got both. Now, with Shtore Tante, everybody will agree, I mean. Tiny, whether there is a Shtar Tainte or not, whether the Sefer of the Dayonim couldn't write in the Tainus of the Baldin, Bifnei Bezdin or not, he cannot be Chazer as long as it's proven. So, and since the Ramon in Simen Samachel is killed, Bechodemachte, so it's a Raya that just a Shtar Tainte has only evidentiary significance, not it's not a Shtar Kinyan. So it's only an evidentiary thing. So this too is only an evidentiary thing. He says, Motzo, Simen Samachay, Sif Yedveit, Motzo is the Shum, because Moses is the Shum, Litzeh. So he says,
so
Shtore Beilerin, Shezer Beilerin, Vizablo, Oy Shtore Tainis, Shetuanu Bebezin, Sheshuvin Yechil Arzabahem. So he mentions Shuvin Yechil Arzabahem, Ligabi both, Ligabi Shtore Beilerin, and Shtore Tainis. And Shtore Tainis he mentioned after Shtore Beilerin. Now it is obvious that when he says Sheshuvin Yechil Arzabahem, Ligabi Shtore Tainis, there it's only as an evidentiary thing. So, and he's killed the Holy Machte, so it's obvious that story time, that story of the Rulim is also an evidentiary thing. So we see, I mean, that the Ramon really passes like this, Rishim, the Ramon. Now, the question is about the Mechaber. The Loshon of the Mechaber is, Kesvim pleini birer espleini, u pleini birer espleini, vichol zman sholi kosvu, Yechin la'artabem. So the Loshon is calls man shali kosv yechin la'artabem. Umishe kosv yechin la'artabem. So it's not the raya from the Loshon of Mechaber that he doesn't pass him like the Zohua and Rabbi Megershin and Rambam. True, he says umishe kosv en yechin la'artabem. So doesn't it tend to imply that until it was written, until the Shtar Berurim was written, so he can retract. But that's no right, because Rashi also uses the same Loshon in Bom Metzia. Rashi says, Zebir le'achol kishebir le'in dayonim, kisim le'en zebir le'esplaini, v'zebir le'esplaini, shelo yuchlu la'arzabeh. And still the Ozawa says that Rashi doesn't mean that without Shtore Beilerin, even if it's proven that a certain Balvin chose someone as a Dayan so he can be Chazer. He only means because it will be possible to change their mind through deception, because they will falsify the facts. So, but if it's put into writing, so then they can't falsify the record. So just as the Yazua says it in Rashi, so we could say that Mechaber. The Loshon is true. The Loshon of Mechaber is now a little more direct. Because the Mechaber says, Anything that is put into writing is an evidence. So how could we say that the Shtar Beilerin is makes a binding?
So we know.
But the Loshon of the Mechaber is the whole partially because of Yechil Arzabeh. Now, so there is the Shite of the Rosh. Now the Rosh also says that the Ksive Shtore Beilerin is not Likim HaDorah. It's only Livurei. But there is a difference between the Shite of the Rosh and the Shite of the Yozerua and Rabbi Negershin and Rambam. According to the Yozerua and Rabbi Negershin and Rambam and Niri, so Shtore Beilerin is only a plain evidentiary thing. In other words, it's written in the Shtar, so then it's full evidence. But if it's not written, so it's difficult to prove it. But if it's proven, all we have to prove is that he said he's choosing this person as a diet. That's all we do. The Rosh says something else.
The question is, why not?
the Rosh Bo Metzir.
So he doesn't darshan, Rabbeisi doesn't darshan Mishneh Teirah in the sense of Shnei Teirah. So Mishneh Teirah means Ksavos or Ishtanis. But the Torah says that the Melech is Mechuyev to write this in the Torah. He's Mechuyev to write this in the Torah. Now, if he's Mechuyev to write this in the Torah, so he can darshan, he can explain the Pasuk, Shavish HaNeshem Negev Samim, in the same way as Rabbeinu Ramadoi.
Oh, my story, Mary. Hoch et dir mich dort ein. Kann für der Wehr war nicht wirklich schon. Ich kann es dann sehen. Gebier mir aber der Wehr und Wehr. Schebei, ich habe ihn nicht ab, Joch im Kolleg und mein Larse. Bei ich habe ihn schilu mit den Wehr in der Amir in Zil Boreach. So der Rosh says, Kolzma, if there was no Kabbalistki. And Kolzma, time is in the beginning. So, Kolleg und mein Joch Larse. Beitzel is gelitte in beleim aan de reitzel vorage. Wie Shemon is schab in litre sadin. Le karke is in pleine bira pleine, pleine bira pleine. Wie schuven je geen laad erbij. So he says, de roshite is also, that Kozman shom in ichte wo je geen laad erbij. But, he's not going, so it's much more on the roshite, even though it is shown, that let's say, that the Veya said, I choose Rav Pliny is my diet, so he still can be Chesia. So but it's proven orally that he said, I choose this one as my diet. So he can say, because he can say, when I say to my other body, to my Tzatzik Neged, that I choose Pliny as my diet, I only said to be Deichot.
Very small Asia.
Because I didn't mean it to him, but he was bothering me. So I wanted to get rid of it. I said, I choose. So in other words, so according to the Rosh too, it's only an evidential
thing.
According to the Rosh too, it's only an evidential thing. But whereas according to the Zohar, so it's a simple evidence. In other words, so the purpose of the Shtorbeerin is only to prove a certain fact. And once it is that fact is proven, even though it's proven orally, through all evidence, so it is just as significant as the Shtorbeerin, according to the Rosh, it has evidential significance, but it has peculiar evidential significance. In other words, if it will just be proven orally, that let's say that the Veya said, I choose Rav Pliny as my Dayan, as my Nivrea, that's not enough. Because then he'll be able to say, it's true, I said it to him. Why? Because I had to get rid of him. And he said, whom? And he kept on annoying me. Whom do you choose as your different? So I said I choose Rafael. So in other words, so it's not a good evidence. All evidence is not a good evidence. Bashenkin, if it's put in the writing, so you cannot say I put it in the writing only because I wanted to get rid, you know, to be mad. A person doesn't put into writing just for a person might say something in order to be mad the other person. But to put into writing, to be matche, that the person doesn't. So that's the afkemine between the Rosh and the Yerzoah. Both agree. I mean, there couldn't be any other shitting. Because if Shtore Berin is Ishtakinian, so where is the Mokia? What is it? Any posik? Or there is a special takonis Rachomim, that the Shtore Berin makes it binding, Neir Teise. So, of course, all Gishenim agree that it only has evidential significance. But according to the Zohar, so all that, so the Shtore Berin does not have any special evidential significance. Shtore Berin is one Yechetim self-proving. But any Yechetim self-proving, as long as, let's say, as they are witnesses, who testified that they heard, let's say, that the Veya say, I choose Rav Pliny as my diet. So it is just as he. According to the Rosh, no. Two, it's an evidentiary. It's an evidentiary. It's not Shtakinian. It's only Shtakinian. It's called Shtakinian. It's called Shtakinian. So you could say, I mean, because, you see, the Loshin is, you couldn't say the Loshin is not, it's not called Shtori Berin. But Shtore Berurim, So in other words, so the name itself implies that it's not eventual thing, now, if it had been called Shtore Beirin, all right. So you could say it's Ishtakien. But it's called Shtore Beirin with the Yud, not with the Vav Asurbein. So in other words, the name itself implies it's only Ishtakien. So according to the Rosh, it's also Ishtakien, not Ishtakien.
So
it couldn't be Ishtakien, but according to the Rosh, the Shtore Beirin has special evidential significance. In other words, if it is written Nishtar, so then there couldn't be any possibility of Nitzchia Ba'ol. Mashein came, if it is just proven orally that he said, he made a statement that the Beir said to the Nitva, when the Nitva asked him, whom do you choose as your Beir, that the Beir said, Rav Leini, so then he can say, I said it only Nitzchia Ba'ol. Now, the Shita of the Rosh, the Shita of the Rach, that's the Shita of the Rosh. Because what does the Rach say? As the Ramah explains it, that according that Rameah says, Achi Kabbalah, Mumche, So what does it mean? So it has reference to the case. So this vice of the mayor has reference to the case, the Rach says, where he chose a mumche lom. So, but if he wants to, and the question is not whether the other baldin, the co-litigant, can disqualify. The co-litigant couldn't disqualify him. At the very outset, he couldn't disqualify him. Even according to Rameah, because he chose a lawyer, a mumch. But the question is, can the same litigant who chose a certain mumch as his dying, can he retract? Can he reject him after he himself chose this lawyerness as his dying? So he says he can. So Rameah says he can. Until he will say that he's mikabling before me. So what difference will make whether he says it b'fnei Amoretz or he says it b'fnei Romani? What difference does it make? So if it had been, so as far as the Rejima Dovah is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. But as far as Litchuy is concerned, so it makes all the difference in the world. So in other words, apparently the Rach Shita is like the Rosh, that Shtore Beirin means an Ishtar Biru, but it has special significance as Ishtar Biru. It's a special Biru. It's a special Biru, because once it is written in the Shtar, so then it's a Raya that there was no Tchir, that it wasn't, that the Kabbalah was not Derech Tchir. Mashenke, if the Kabbalah was made Baal Peh, so then we can say that it was Derech Tchir Baal. Now, so, when can we say that it was, the Kabbalah was Biteras Tchir Baal Peh, if he didn't say it Bifnei Mumchi, but if he said it Bifnei Mumchi, then it couldn't be Biteras Tchir Baal Peh. Now,
both. The first step of the pasuk, Shivisa Hashem Legisami, and the second.
In respect to the practical question that arose, so here, I mean, there is another reason as to why the Hebrew theological college could not be there, according to Olshin. I'll mention it. And Ramesh Feinstein mentioned it in the letter. So, but apart from this, now, when is it shayach, first of all, the yeshiva, representatives of the yeshiva, so they called up Rabbi Kreisbert and they spoke to him more than once, and they mentioned to him that they mentioned to him in the name of their Beir and in the name of the yeshiva that they want him as the Beir, and the tale of the Yiddish College made a compliment to Rabbi Kreisbert, and he said that the yeshiva has the greatest confidence in Rabbi Kreisbert. I mean, more than in any role in the world, and more than once that statement was made. So it's not shayach to say b'derech tchir ba'alme. When is it shayach to say derech tchir ba'alme if the Hebrew Theological College would say it to me? So they could say, well, he said it. Because they wanted to get rid of Aristotle. He's such a nuisance, such a pest. He kept complaining all the time. Why don't you agree to Sholish? And whom do you agree is the Sholish? But when they say it to the Sholish himself, so what is Shaykh to say? The Chiyabal. So it couldn't be Shaykh. And then Chayrat himself is a Mumchen. So Mele, when they told him, so it's not Shaykh to say there are three rounds. Right? So, but most Rishayim are Chilik and the Rosh. And it seems that there are more, doesn't Paskin like the Rosh and the Rach. But there are more Paskins like the Zeruah and Rabbi Gershon and the Rambam and the Meiri that Shtori Beirim does not even have any special significance as a Biro. It's a biro. It's one medium of biro, and the other medium of biro. So as long as it is proven, that the Baldin chose a certain person as a dayan, so he cannot be chazia. And especially if, let's say, the Baldin himself agrees that he chose, but he says, "I changed my mind. I changed my mind." So that's the best proof. That's the best. And especially in under these circumstances, where the Hebrew Theological College did not even say that they only chose him Peter's three baron. They did not say that. So how can we say that it was done with Peter's three? They themselves didn't say it, that they did it only with Peter's three baron in order to rid themselves of the complaint by Rabbi Soloveitchik. They didn't even say that. So how is the Shaykh to say that there's three Baalim? So we see that even according to the Rosh and the Rach, who hold that Shtar Birin has special significance, because where it's proven only orally, so then it's possible to say that the Baldin chose only Peter's three. But in this case, it's not Shaykh to say that. But then, I mean, all this talk is not important. Because in regard to the yeshiva, all this talk would have significance if I try to retract. So then you would have to discuss it. And they would have to mention the shita of the Zeruah and the shita of the Rambam, Rabbi Gershon, the Rosh, this and that. But as far as the yeshiva is concerned, we don't even have to resort to all these mikvahs, because there is a din poshut.
He has to write the whole Torah.
It's a shuvas harosh. The mokher is a shuvas harosh, but it's also mentioned by Rashba, and it's mentioned by the Rish Yosef in Sinem Shin Lamed Aleph. It's in the Rav Poshut. There is no one is chelek that kol dovar shenaseh al di rabbi or al yidei tuvei rabbi. So bidibo ba'alme ha'reyu k'ni shenaseh al di yochid u'bekaboski.
But
chol yoratir. In other words, anything. There are certain things that are binding when done by an individual only if there is Kabbalah's kinyan. But if there is no kinyan, it's not binding. But the same thing, let's say, suppose I will be mischayev someone, let's say, $50 every week. And I'll say to him, I obligate myself that every week I'll pay you $50. So, it's not binding. I can be chayza.
Now,
I can be chayza. Of course, if it's somachalei, so if he relied, if the other fellow relied on the promise, so then it's an avere for me to retract. Shiras Yisroel asa'abud abuchotot. But I have a legal right to retract. If I obligate myself to a certain student, I'll pay $50 a week, so I have a legal right to retract. I don't have a moral right to retract. If the student relies on it, because of Shiras Yisroel as Abba. But I have a legal right to retract. So by Medrol Namur, but if, let's say, there is Kabbalah's Kinyan, Kinyan Suder, I obligate myself to pay $50 a week to someone, and then there is Kinyan Suder, so then I cannot retract. Then it's a chayv. It's a legal obligation, it's a chayv with Shimud Nechosim and everything. So, the Rashba and the Rosh, and no one is chayv here. That if a rabbi or representatives of a rabbi will be mischayev themselves to someone, So it is just as binding as if it had been done by Yochid Mishkabolevsky. Called over the Shichuvah Savosh in Klau Vov, in Shichuvah Savosh. Called over Shenase, al the Rabbi, moy al the Tuve Arabin, bidibo baume, ki bi Shenase, bi Kabolevsky, and al the Yochid. Bi Yochid al the Kabolevsky. And many applications. Many applications. For example, the Gabi payout. The Gabi payout. So the halacha is that the payout, so once the payout was paschal the lach day, so the balabais cannot be chayzer. He has to pay the full salary. The full salary. Only he has to take off a little bit, keep a bottle, because the payout himself would be willing.